Hey, welcome back to the Joe Scarborough Show. Joe and Mika with you. Now let's bring in Justin Segner and also Jeremy Garrett. They are executive producers of an upcoming documentary called The Rubber Room. And for New York City taxpayers that are listening right now, The Rubber Room is where teachers, bad teachers, go because they can't get fired at a cost of about $40 million a year.
Not necessarily bad teachers.
Teachers accused of being bad.
If you guys could just allow me to shoot first and ask questions later, I'd appreciate it. So, but I mean, that's your point, though. Obviously, a lot of taxpayers are very upset at the fact that teachers can't just be fired because of tenure. Mm-hmm. But you say it's not just the union's fault, it's also the city's fault because it takes so long to investigate some of these issues.
I think that it's the city's fault because they're the managers. So you have these human resources. They're not working in the classroom. I've worked as a New York City teacher. I know there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I think they could be put to work if they're being paid.
Instead of just sitting down. And they are. They get paid, Justin, to do nothing.
Right. And I should point out, I think everybody shares a little bit of blame. The union, the city, everyone involved shares a little bit of blame because it's a mess. And they do. They get paid their full salaries. They're there for sometimes years. We talk to people. A couple of people who were in the rubber room for up to a decade.
That's what I said, a decade. They sit in a rubber room
every day
for a decade, draw full salary.
Right. And they have to show up.
Just because they can't get fired.
Right, but I think that
that's a pretty good business, right? Wouldn't you like to have a job where you can't get fired?
I think on the surface it sounds better than it is because really these people most of them are... At least, you know, I think we talked to a lot of people who got caught up in the system. They were more willing to talk to us, but definitely destroys lives. And the thing is if you quit, you know, say you've been accused of something that you didn't do, if you are put in a rubber room, if you quit, that's it for you. You're done. You will, and you've got one employer in New York City to go to, and so you cannot quit because that is admitting guilt.
Now, you say there's 675 educators in 8 rubber rooms across New York City every day. $40 million paid to these teachers last year. 140 are there for misconduct, 117 for corporal punishment, and 102 for arrests outside of school.
Yeah, those are numbers
according
to
the DOE numbers,
to the
probably,
Department of Education.
Which is the most specific numbers I've ever heard.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, mostly there's not great records kept on the rubber room.
No.
In fact, I would imagine those are pretty,
Yeah.
Well, every day people go in and out of the rubber room. There's not 675 people in there. There's between, you know, 900 and
maybe
600. I mean, you never know.
It varies.
And the thing is with this this documentary that you've done, The Rubber Room, this seems like something that nobody is going to want out. It seems like New York City officials wouldn't want it out because it doesn't place them in a good light. The teachers inside the rubber room are not placed in a good light, sitting there for a decade being paid because they can't be fired. And the teachers' union has to hate this because they're going to get absolutely killed.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for anybody. There's no doubt about it. The fact that they're trying to expedite it, I mean, that's the thing that really needs
they,
to be done.
You say they, the city?
Between the city and the union, they're trying to expedite this process. But they've been talking about this for years now, and no one seems to have a handle on how they can fix it.
So let's say I'm teaching 8th grade class. Somebody says something to me, and I go slap a kid in the face. I should be fired, but they won't fire me because I got the union contract. I got tenure. Do I get sent to the rubber room?
Yes, you would.
Yes.
What if I shoot heroin? What if I say, kids, heroin is good for you. I shoot heroin in front of a class of 9th graders.
Yes, you'll be sent to the rubber room.
No. According to the teacher's contract, any physical abuse of a child, any sexual abuse of a child, any use of drugs in the classroom, selling drugs, any criminal felonies,
I think
you're immediately removed from payroll.
But you are still, are you?
Yes,
I don't know about that.
Okay. Yes. So
even if you're charged with it?
Yes.
Okay.
So
yep.
I would just have to sit behind my desk and eat bonbons and not teach kids for like
six months. That's rubber room
and
material.
And then they'll send me to the rubber room.
Yep.
All right. We're talking to Justin Segner and also Jeremy Garrett. They're executive producers of The Rubber Room. And you actually got arrested, Jeremy, like all great, edgy documentarians. I mean, seriously, This is, I mean, it's great for the press release, right?
Yeah, it certainly helped for the press. It was difficult for me. It wasn't a fun experience, and it was wasn't something I was trying to achieve.
Was it like Midnight Express?
No, I was arrested probably about 10 in the morning. I was out by 1 in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not enough. You should have been there longer. You should have written your diaries. Letter from a Brooklyn jail.
Seemed pretty traumatized.
But you got arrested, though, because you snuck cameras into this rubber room.
Yes.
But also, you guys got a lot of help from teachers inside the rubber room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of help from
them. Why is
that?
Because they're going to be vilified in this also for getting paid for doing nothing.
Because this is a very sort of secretive thing, and I think a lot of people want everyone else to know about it. It's kept under wraps, and... You know, it's just people want it exposed. They want, and I think it should be exposed too. I think at least the public should be able to look at it and say, this is a taxpayer institution, should be transparent. We should see what's going on. We should see where the money is being spent. And this is a very, very secretive, you know, operation.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone would disagree that the system needs to change.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. We talk about it here just about every morning, public education.
Yep.
Needs to be cleaned up, needs to be changed. Thank you so much, Justin and Jeremy, executive producers of The Rubber Room. And where do people go if they need more information on this great documentary?
www.rubberroommovie.com or type Rubber Room into Google and we'll come up number one.
And if you're in New York City, you especially need to Google that and find out more about The Rubber Room and the $40.5 million that are paid out every year for teachers who sit in this room. All right, when we come back next hour, we got Paul Ryan, Mark McKinnon, and much more on Joe and Mika.